Oh yeah, it's Templeton Talks with Steve and Jeff.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Templeton Talks, coming to you live from Templeton Public Access or streaming on the web at templetontalks.com. I'm your host, Jeff.
And hi, I'm the other host, Steve.
Yes, yes you are, and you're on time. Good, good.
Yeah. Oh, well, come on, I only called out once. It was just that one time.
That was one more time than I did, so there you go.
And then I came in anyway, so it didn't really...
Well, it's just, it's not done, it's not dignified.
What's dignified mean?
You know, it's not respectable. Being dignified is one of the most important things you can be.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try harder. That sounds like a good one to be. But, you know, it was the day after my girlfriend's funeral, so it was a challenge.
Still.
And then I came in anyway.
Well, anyway, this could go on a long time, but it wouldn't be dignified to do, so okay.
If you say so.
So, hey, we'll do more of that after this from our sponsors. So, hey, come on to the Knob Shop, where you can find a great range of canine sapien-friendly door handles. You need claw-activated locks? We got them. How about downward paw-push handles? Scratch-proof door covers? The Knob Shop has it all.
Hey, are we gonna talk about this or what?
What?
You know, the thing that what happened.
No thing. We are not.
Well, we should.
Why would I? Nothing happened.
Well, I wouldn't say nothing.
Anyway, what's up, bud? So, can you press the button?
So you do want to talk about it.
Can you press the button?
What's up, bud?
What's up, bud?
What's up, bud, with you?
That doesn't even make sense. Like, who cares? What's up is this offer from the Perfect Circle podcast platform.
Okay, yeah, that was pretty weird, right?
Well, I'll tell you, fam, that's a lot of money, fam.
But why do they want us to move to the big city? It seems like we could do it from here. Like, we should do it from here. I mean, how else will we keep up with Templeton, you know, for the talking?
Yeah, but, you know, like, Nelson says that I really shouldn't worry about it. And I don't think you should either, fam. He says, like, the details will shake out, like, you know, like... Like that.
Yeah, I don't know about this guy. He kind of creeps me out a bit. I need to talk to him myself.
He definitely said you'd say that, fam.
Did he? And what else did he say?
He said you'd ask that.
Don't say it. Don't
fam.
Say it.
Fam.
Oh, my God, so obnoxious. I know it's a lot of money. I just don't know about the timing.
Are you kidding? The timing couldn't be more perfect. Templeton's gone to the dogs, like, literally. I'm newly single, I'm ready to, you know, mingle. I just got fired from the Knob Shop, fam. In fact, the timing couldn't be more opportune, fam.
Oh my God. I know it suits you, but you know, with the election, I mean, what if I win?
Oh, you won't, fam.
Wow.
Look, just don't mess this up for me, you know?
For you? What about me?
That's what I said. Don't you mess this up for me, fam.
You mean us?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, but we really do need to talk about the kiss.
No, there's nothing to talk about there. This is just business.
So we're strictly business now?
At the moment, yes. You know what they say, like, money changes everything.
Yeah, but so does the other thing. Look, seriously, we have to talk about it. It's a big deal.
Listen, fam, I don't mix business with pleasure, fam.
Oh, so you did like it.
I didn't say that.
So you didn't like it.
Steve, why are you making this so awkward?
I don't know, fam. Maybe because it is, and I don't want it to be.
Regardless of what you want, it just is. And that's what's up, bud. So you press the frickin' button.
What's up, bud?
Does Nelson want you to change it to what's up, fam?
Jesus, don't be petty. He does, actually, but it's not a big deal.
What? Weren't you the one who went on about selling out?
It's not selling out.
Oh, really?
Nelson, it's more like buying in, like buying in to the fam.
Yeah, right. Of course, Nelson would say that, wouldn't he?
So anyway, with the election just 1 week away, things have been heating up in Templeton.
Oh, you're going to play that thing you made?
I am. They want the show to be more produced, so...
What? Who does?
Me? Anyway, let's take a listen.
Are you taking orders from them already?
Hello? It's Perfect Circle. Sure, I have a minute. What's up? What's up, Nelson?
Okay, I'm going to make some tea.
As the city council prepares to vote on the hotly contested mailbox ordinance, protests are escalating across the city to the point of violence.
Big protest, Tina Flambe. Big protest. What do you have to say?
There are good canines on both sides. On both sides.
And our safe haven by the bay, now engulfed in flames.
I wanted to go to bingo, but I couldn't.
Why not, sir?
Because my car was engulfed in flames.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I went to the bus stop.
Yes, yes.
But it was also engulfed in flames.
Okay, I'm sensing a pattern here.
Then I decided to walk. But you know...
Let me guess, you couldn't.
No, I couldn't. Because my shoes were engulfed in flames.
Yes, of course they were. Is that why you came to the protest? Because you couldn't go to bingo?
Protest? This is a protest? I thought this was the line for the lunch special.
Oh. Is it any good?
Are you kidding? It's terrible.
In a televised press conference, Mayor Pro Tem Tim Prommer Mayor had this to say.
We're here today at the Terry, where are we at again? The what? The mailbox emporium? I didn't know about this one. Cool place. Stop laughing, Terry. Don't. You're going to make me laugh now. I hereby condemn this egregious violence. I hate violence and hatred in all its forms. Just come on, man. Y'all need to just chill. All right? Chill. And get down with these funky beats, bro. Wait. Huh? What's that, Terry? He did what? Oh, wow. Apparently, they just burned down the other mailbox emporium. Oh, that one on Oak Park Lane? I love that one. Man, what a bummer. I went there on my first date. Shut up, Terry. Shut up.
So which way will this vote swing, and what does it all mean? Oh, so you just want me? Not Steve? Seriously? He'll be crushed?
Here you go, mate. White with two.
No, of course. Thanks, fam.
What did he want?
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, that news thingy you made, was that all of it? Like, is that finished?
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't really know about things like that.
Wait, you didn't like it?
I didn't really get it. I don't really know what it was about.
Well, that's my style. I'm not going to spoon feed an answer to the audience, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, it might help if you spoon-fed them a question, though.
A bit rude, but okay. Well, anyway, we're joined once again today by mayoral candidate.
Frontrunner.
Mayoral frontrunner, Tina Flambe. Tina, welcome back.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
You people disgust me.
Oh.
You're like rats leaving a burning ship.
Poetic.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, Tina.
Every time we've had interaction, you've done nothing but extol the virtues of Templeton. Now, with little more than a whiff of cash, you're docking your podcast at the first platform in a storm.
Wow, you should write a book.
You should write a book.
You think?
Yeah, maybe you should try reading one first. So, Lobo Lane, the mailbox vote really could go either way. Thoughts?
It's completely irrelevant. Canine sapiens are already arriving in droves, and the vacation rentals are booked solid for the next 16 months.
What?
Wow, congratulations. I gotta say, I'm really excited to meet my new neighbors.
I'm sure they share that sentiment.
But that's illegal. You can't just move new tenants in. It hasn't been formally approved yet.
I didn't realize you were a lawyer, Jeffrey.
I mean, I'm not.
No, you're not, are you? You're an unemployed podcaster. Remind me, what degree do you need for that?
Well, moving on, can we maybe address the violence that has been gripping our city in recent days?
Yes, I think that it's bad.
Nothing further, Steve?
No.
At least we can agree on that. Violence has its place, of course, and let's be honest, its place is huge. Massive, actually. Is there any better way to solve a dispute?
I mean...
But those Leviathans who raised the mailbox emporium, that's another matter.
Ah, well, they didn't raise it, did they? They didn't lift it up at all. They burnt it to the ground. That's the opposite.
Steve, you wonderfully crude simpleton. The word means burnt to the ground.
Does not. Point to me.
No, she's right. It's R-A-Z-E-D. You'll...
Zed. Don't worry about it.
Anywho, when I'm elected mayor, I will find the culprits.
I suppose that's something to look forward to. Good.
And when I do, they shall have their toenails removed. One by one.
Whoa.
Then fed to them in a toasted sandwich.
That's...
While their nailless toes are tortured by blindfolded, unfed kittens.
I love kittens.
Of course you do. Then I will line up a crew of hard-hitting Taekwondo kids to punch the culprits in the back of the head one by one.
Sorry, wait, Taekwondo kids?
Of course. They hit just as hard as adults, but they have no moral compass.
Well, at least something in this platform is really well thought through. Steve, any thoughts?
I mean, that seems like a lot, doesn't it? It's just a mailbox shop. I was thinking we could just build a new one.
Sorry. Hello?
This is a crime against my kind. We are talking about letterboxes. And when humans talk about letterboxes, they're talking about me.
But you're not a mailbox. You're a canine sapien. And it kind of feels like you're talking to me in all caps.
Maybe it's time for all caps. Maybe it's time for all hands on deck. Maybe it's time for all canines in the streets to stand up for their rights, to stand up for me. And maybe it's time you sniveling coffee drinkers accepted the brutal truth as I present it.
Tina, you're scaring me.
You were already scared. Your time is over, all of you. You work for us now. You work for me.
I don't know about that.
I'll say this. Do not oppose me, or you too will be decon-camped.
Hey, you leave Marjorie out of this.
Take your seat, young man. I'll do no such thing. Marjorie Decon-Camp may have been a cold, human-loving traitor, but she was a canine sapien first.
Well, no, because she was a good person first. better than you, better than me. But I'm getting more better, at least, and you're just getting more bitter.
Don't talk about the things that you don't know. That girl was sweeter than an Oreo. You better tap your brakes and take it slow. 'Cause I'm a blue belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah, that's right. I try twice a week.
It's meant for self-defense, but I don't know. Come on! What you got, now do it. Shoot your shot, shoot, shoot it. What you got, now do it. Shoot your shot, shoot me, do me, do it. Was more man than I'll ever be. She was more wolf than you'll ever see. She helped me understand the enemy. And you'll not besmirch her memory.
Hey! Oh, did I besmirch?
It's meant for self-defense, but I don't know. Come on, what you got, now do it. Shoot your shot, shoot, shoot it. What you got, now do it. Shoot your shot, shoot it, shoot it. Shoot your shot, shoot, shoot it. What you got, now do it. Shoot your shot, shoot your shot, shoot, shoot it. Shoot it. So come on, Tina, are we throwing down? 'Cause I'm not rolling over like a backyard hound. I'm surprised by this courage I found. But I bet there's more like me around. Come on, what you got now, do it. Shoot your shot, shoot, shoot it. What you got now, do it. Shoot your shot, shooby-dooby-do it. Shoot your shot, shoot, shoot it. What you got now, do it. Shoot your shot, shoot, shoot it. Shoot it, come on, come on, come on. What you got now, do it. What you got now, do it. Shooby-dooby-do-it.
See you on election day.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Wow, okay, so that went way further than I was expecting. And Steve, nice job standing up to her.
Oh, sorry, my adrenaline's still pumping. Oh my God, I'm all hot. Oh, I gotta do some exercises or something.
Whoa, Steve, geez. But do you want like a glass of water or something?
No,
like,
I'll be right. I'll be all right in a minute. Just.
Okay.
I'm just glad to get that off my chest. Oh, I'm back. And I'm happy that we're cool again.
Yeah, we are. But more about being cool again after this word from our sponsor. Hey, are you looking a bit too shaggy? Come to Snazzy Snippers for a full body conditioning treatment and blowout. Because remember, at Snazzy Snippers, we got your back.
Oh, okay, I think I'm all better now. Let's do the end bits.
I'm sorry, that interview really threw me. I don't know what to talk about. I mean, I had this whole thing prepared about freedom and opportunity and stuff, but I don't know now. Did you just say that we've been just like totally colonized?
Oh, I don't really know, mainly because I don't know what colonized is. But all I know is that she talked about Marge, and that made me very mad. And I didn't like it, but I got mad. And so I did that thing you talked about, and it helped.
What thing is that?
You know, being dignity, telling the truth and that.
Oh, you mean dignified?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, so maybe you should muse on that. Muse on dignified.
I don't know. I'm not a big improviser.
I'll do it. You look like you've had a bit of a day anyway, and I'm kind of feeling better now. And I kind of did that one when you left early one time, so, you know.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, let's see what you got.
Okay. Okay. Dignity. It's the way you hold yourself, knowing that you've done everything you can not to hurt anyone today. It means you tried to be good. You tried to be a better one of you than yesterday.
I thought you didn't know what it meant.
Well, I knew. I just didn't know the word for it until now.
How do you know so much about it?
By watching you. You've taught me so much about being honest. I mean, I know you're a bit of a wimp in that, but you always manage to get your life how you want it, you know? It's dignified. You're dignified. That's why when that thing happened that we can't talk about, I'm cool with it, you know? Cool with whatever you want. But I guess it's not dignified to talk about it like that, or, you know, on the radio. But all of that, I learned it from you. I looked to you for so much, and now I know I have a decision to make about the podcast, you know? Like, if I win the election, what am I gonna do? But you say I have no chance, and you're smart, so I guess you'd know. You know, I'll be super happy just to go to the city and to run the podcast there with you. Because I'll always be your co-host. It's dignified.
Steve.
Uh-huh. Is it happening again?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I have to tell you something about the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, what is it, buddy?
They just
what?
They want,
what do they want?
They want it to be great.
Oh, well, yeah, of course they do. But I know if I keep watching you, it will be great. And dignified.
Yeah.